Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 26, Friday. Today's topic, freedom in Christ. Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And the slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." That's John chapter 8, verse 34 and 36. Slavery was very common in biblical times, and Jesus often spoke in language that his audience could relate to. Jesus said, "If a person participates in sin, then sin legally owns him or her." Jesus wanted to make this point that a person who is a slave to sin needs to find the freedom that only he can offer. Jesus went on to say that a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Remember Abraham's two sons, Ishmael and Isaac? Isaac, the son of promise, was Abraham's preferred son and therefore remained in the house. But Ishmael, the son of the flesh, was removed. Thus, Isaac symbolized righteousness and Ishmael symbolized sin. In the New Testament, Jesus is the true son and seed of Abraham, Galatians 3:16. And he not only remains in the house, but he is ruler over it, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. As a result, people can experience true freedom only by becoming sons of God by faith in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. They must cast the sin out and remain in the house with the Son. Lord Jesus, I was a slave to sin, but thank you for paying the penalty for my sin and conquering death through your resurrection. Because I have trusted in you, I am now truly free indeed. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.